This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Marie Isabel Claudio. Date of birth, February the 25th, 2002. Case ID number 219-9329. Date of exam, July the 7th, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical information available prior to examination. Medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 5/20/2020. And medical records from Dr. Randy Williamson, dated 3/6/2020. Identifying information. This is a 20-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office with her mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of epileptic seizures and depression. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked and has never been on disability. The claimant has finished high school in 2020 and graduated with a high school diploma. She is presently not in college and she lives with her parents in a house. Allegations number one, epileptic seizures. The claimant states that in October 2019, she started to develop grand mal seizures and status epilepticus. A CT scan of the head and the MRI was performed of the brain, which was negative. An EEG was also performed, which revealed interrectal expression of generalized epilepsy with absent seizures. The claimant states that when she has a seizure, she doesn't respond and starts to yell, as well as to have shaking episodes. Her mother states that she starts to bite her tongue and will fall to the ground. The mother also states that she'll be in this state for approximately 5 minutes and will start jerking. Other family members need to hold her down. And her postictal symptoms include being tired, sleepy, and with decreased memory. The claimant denies any history of trauma, tumors, cerebrovascular accidents, drug withdrawal, infectious diseases, or any other etiology for the seizures. The frequency of the seizures is usually 2 times per month, and her last time that she was in the emergency was in October 2019 and has not been hospitalized for seizures. At the present time, she's taking Keppra XR 750 milligrams ER QD. She was diagnosed with generalized tonic myoclonic seizures, generalized epilepsy with and possible absent seizures with status epilepticus. Her condition at this time is fairly stable. She has had 2 seizures in 1 month, and her medication may need to be increased, but she appears to be doing fairly well. Allegation number two, depression / anxiety. The claimant states that in 2021, she was having symptoms of sadness, crying spells, insomnia, depression, decreased motivation and energy, and increased appetite secondary to feeling depressed. She denies any suicidal ideation and states that at one time she had difficulty being alone, but states that she no longer has those symptoms at this time. At the present time, she's taking no medication for that condition, and she appears to be fairly stable. Limitations. The claimant can walk 1 mile, comma, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes, and lift approximately 20 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices, and she takes ibuprofen, 200 milligrams, PRN is needed for pain. The only other physical activities that she does is she helps her mother move large objects, and she will help with light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, and doing the laundry, and she sometimes watches TV. Her physician is Dr. Mansoor Yazzi. And she appears to be doing, she appears to be compliant with her medications at this time. Family history. The father is 50 and has hypertension and diabetes mellitus, but no seizures. The mother is 52 and suffers from hypercholesterolemia. She does have an aunt and a cousin who suffer from seizure disorders. Medications, Keppra XR, 750 milligrams, extended release, one tablet, BID. Medical problems, seizure disorder, comma, depression, major surgeries, none, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant states she'll drink socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors, but does have a seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 196 pounds, height 5 feet 3 inches. BP 128 over 83 mmHg, heart rate 73 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 35. General, this is a 20-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to the last two sentences, and H-E-E-N-T. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/200. Corrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/200. Pinhole is 20/70. Corrected is 20/25. Binocular uncorrected is 20/100. Binocular corrected is 20/20. The claimant can see fingers at 18 feet distance uncorrected. Could you please drop down to functional capacity on the last page. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects, but is unable to work with heavy or sharp objects secondary to seizures. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, hand, or finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have limitations in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to epilepsy, which is being treated, and where she has approximately 2 seizures per month. Probable diagnoses, number 1, epileptic seizures, - confirmed with medical records, appear to be stable at this time, being treated. Number 2, depression, not being treated at this time, but appears to be resolving and stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria Isabel Claudio.